بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, oh mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, the ulama-i kiram, the mashayikh-i kiram, emphasize the importance of having good company, especially in these times of trials and tribulations, when there are so many things that will take us away from being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from abiding by the Qur'an, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the mashayikh have emphasized in the different ages the importance of suhbatu salihin, the suhbah, the company of pious people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith has mentioned, المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخاله. That a man is regarded to be and is seen to be according to the deen of his friend. In other words, the creed of his friend. If his friend is a pious person, then he's also regarded to be a good person. But if he is now befriending people who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are openly violating the commands of Sharia, they are following their own whims and fancies, the desires, they're not performing their salah, there is no tilawah, dhikr in their lives, then he will be regarded to be among such people. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ Rabbiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam therefore warns us that be careful and see who you are befriending. Choose your friends. Choose your company. The influence, the effect a company has on a person will either take him towards good or it will take him towards evil. Rasulullah in a very beautiful manner, he explained the difference of having pious company and evil company. And he gave a parable. He cited an example. He says, مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسِ الصَّالِحِ وَالْجَلِيسِ السُّوءِ كَمَثَلِ حَامِلِ مِسْكٍ وَنَافِخِ الْكِيرِ The example of a good person, good pious company, and that of evil company is like Hamilul Misk, the one who is a perfume seller, and the one who is a blacksmith working in the furnace. Rasulullah explained that you go to a person who is selling perfume, an itar shop. Many times when you go for Umrah and Hajj, you go to the itar shop. Either you will purchase a bottle of fragrance from him, imma an tabta'a minhu, or ay yuhdhiyaka, or he'll give you a gift. Many times you go, they apply some itar on your hand for you to just see and smell, and then you might buy the particular itar or perfume. So either you will purchase a bottle of perfume, or the person will apply some perfume, some itar on your hand. Or sometimes you're not going to purchase, he doesn't put any itar on you, but by you standing in that itar shop, in that perfume shop, there's so much of perfume and fragrance in that shop, that you will still smell that beautiful perfume in that shop as long as you are there. Exactly like that is the company of good company, good friends. When you are sitting by them, then you will also enjoy the fragrance of the love of Allah Ta'ala they have in their hearts. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, أَيُّ جُلَسَاءِنَا خَيْرٌ that which companion of our sitting companion is best, who should we sit by? And the meaning of the hadith, Rasulullah says, sit by that person, that when you look at him, you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we sit in the company, or we desire to be with people who are celebrities in the world, we are talking about musicians, pop stars, singers, film actors, people who are disobedient, kuffar, they reject Quran, hadith, sharia, they reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they hate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we going to look at them, let us be honest, at that moment are we reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or do they remind us of shaitan? With the funny, funny hairstyles, the type of garb and clothing that they wear. Rasulullah says, sit by that person who, when you look at him, you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you're sitting in his company, his speech will increase you in knowledge. And he will remind you of akhirat. So all the time when you're sitting by these people, they will talk about deen, akhirat, that life is short. And we have to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're just moving on a journey. Finally there'll be akhirat, jannat or jahannam. So this is the example that has been cited of pious company. Like the person who is benefiting from the fragrance of a perfume seller. And mathalul jalis is su. Evil company, the example has been given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Nafikhul Keel, a blacksmith. He's busy in the furnace and he's working with fire. And you go to his shop. Either your clothes may get burnt because you are standing so close to him when he's busy hammering whatever he's manufacturing. Or this much will take place that you will get evil or bad, foul smell, smell of smoke. So you're not going to get any fragrant smell from there. Like that is in the company of evil people. They are not going to remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not going to spur you on to go and read salat. They're not going to tell you, let us change our lives. They will pull you and draw you to come, let's sit Saturday night or whichever night and let's go to the club. In the beginning, we just have some, just chilling. We play some cards and we do this and we'll do that. And for one thing, it leads to the other. Suddenly, there's drugs. People start taking substances. Then this woman. Then we start gambling. And then a person becomes so ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His entire life gets messed up. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran, Al-akhillau yawma idhim ba'duhum li ba'din adun illa al-muttaqeen. We have bosom friends in this world. Khalil is my friend. Wherever you see him, you see his friend. Very close friends. They are buddies. Allah says such people will be enemies on the day of Qiyamah, except those who are believers. And ulama and mufassirin explain. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi says, and he says, what is the meaning of such friends? Such friends and such company in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafil, neglected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely forgotten. In that company, we're not talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. There is no talk about deen, becoming close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's only ma'asiyat, sin, vice, evil. Such people on the day of Qiyamah, yanqalibu aduwan, they'll become enemies of one another. Like how Allah mentioned in the 19th para, in the first page, وَيُوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ Surah Furqan. Allah says, on the day of Qiyamah, the zalim, which literally means oppressor, he will actually bite his hand. When a person is extremely worried, he's gripped with fear, anxiety, to its limits, generally the person you see in the world, he starts biting his fingernails. He's very, very worried. He's anxious. On the day of Qiyamah, not just biting his nails, the word yad has been, وَيُمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. عَضَّ يَعَضُّ in Arabic means to actually bite. He'll be biting his hand. And he will lament and he will grieve. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. How I wish I did not take that particular person as my friend. I taught him to be a good person. Laqad adallani ani dhikri ba'da idh ja'ani. He actually misled me. He took me away from the path of dhikr, dhikrullah. From the remembrance of Allah. He took me away from it. He invited me to women, to dining, parties, evil company, gambling, lottery, womanizing, making zina, taking drugs. It is too late now. Now it's Qiyamah. He's going to be punished. He begins to bite his hand. Originally the ayat came down in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, who was one of the chieftains of the Quraysh, he invited the Quraysh leaders, the prominent people of the Quraysh. And in that time, there was this hospitality which was common amongst the Arabs. And they would invite one another for a meal. So he invited Rasulullah also, who had just become a Nabi, and he was giving da'wah to the people towards Islam. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt was a kafir, a disbeliever. Rasulullah told him that I will only partake of your meals if you accept Iman, you read the Shahada. So he felt it difficult not to read the Shahada, because he wanted Rasulullah also to be part of this da'wah that he had amongst other Quraysh leaders. So he felt it will be embarrassing if Muhammad, who he didn't believe in at that time as a Nabi, and even after that he didn't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he felt it will be embarrassing that I don't include him, and if he does not come to my da'wah, it will look bad. Therefore he just read the kalima, he read the shahadatin, to appease Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came to his place. This news reached another chief of the Quraysh, Umayyah bin Khalaf, who was not present at that time, he was gone out, kana ghaiban. When he heard of this, he became upset. He said that you have left the deen of our forefathers. He said, no, I just read it. I just uttered this shahadat just to make him happy, because I felt it embarrassed not to exclude him from this invitation and meal that I call the other people towards. So he said, until you do not go back to this Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you don't spit on his face, then I will never ever become be your friend. And they were bosom friends, they were khalil to one another. So this Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, Allah's curse be upon him, he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He actually spits on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah made it such that saliva falls back onto his own face, on Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. It burns his entire skin. On the day of Qiyamah, so these verses came down, that this Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, when he'll see reality on the day of Qiyamah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calling him towards the oneness of Allah, calling him towards Sirat al-Mustaqim, towards Iman. But he followed his friend, Umayyah bin Khalaf, and some narrations say Ubay bin Khalaf. And then he says, he will see, لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي أَنِي ذِكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he gave me the message of da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I rejected him. Now see my condition. Now he'll be doomed. He'll be destroyed forever and ever. Ulama say, although it came down for Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayth, but this is an arm ayat. It's a general ayat. Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi in his Bayan al-Quran, he says, فِيهِ تَحْذِيرٌ أَنْ سُحْبَةِ الْأَشْرَارِ. There's a warning, stern warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in having evil company. And then he says, who is this sharir and evil person? الَّذِي يُبْعِدُكَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The one who takes you away from the dhikr of Allah, from the obedience of Allah. He's not a genuine friend, he's not good company. He's not like the seller of perfumes, the example that we gave, who will give you, will make you smell good fragrance in his company. That he will remove you from ignorance towards hidayat. You are going to some evil place, he will say, no, come to the program, come to the masjid. Let us go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come and spend 3 days with us. Sit in the company of good people. Don't go and gamble. Don't take drugs. Come and read Quran. My respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, we have to understand one important point. That whether we like it or not, we are in this world for a short period of time. And the reality is that we have to leave this world. This entire world will come to an end. There is no doubt about this. And we will now then go to the akhirat. And there will either be Jannat or Jahannam. And that life is going to be forever and ever. Quran mentions ayats upon ayats. Rasulullah mentioned ahadith upon ahadith. Drawing our attention that our focus, aim, object is akhirat. We get swept by the lahu and la'ib of this dunya. Dunya is an amusement. It's just a play. Like little children playing with toys all the time, as big people, as adults, we also become so consumed with dunya, buildings, property, wealth, chasing after, hankering after this dunya, forgetting that the real success is still going to come, and that's the akhirat. And therefore ulama explained that seek good company. Sit in the company of people, friends, who will remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that the night will go past. Entire night goes past. Your wife is alone at home. You are with your friends. And you are busy participating in evil activities. A poet, I think it was Ibn Ataillah, he says, La tusahib من لا ينحضك حاله. That do not accompany a person who does not spur you on his condition, his mannerisms, his etiquettes, his talk, his behavior, his conduct. It does not spur you on towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards deen, towards akhirah. And his maqal, his speech, does not take you towards in the direction of deen. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salafi salihin, have mentioned. They seek the suhbat, company of akhyar, abrar, pious people. Not ashrar, not evil people. Ulama have written that the suhbat of ashrar, being in the company of bad people, evil people all the time, will actually create in your heart hatred for good people and pious people. You'll actually begin to hate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beard, pants above the ankles, programs, dini talks, going out in the path of Allah, sitting in the company of a pious person. What are all these people doing? You'll actually begin to hate people who'll call you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something very, very important and for us to reflect upon. Rasulullah mentioned in one hadith, لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا. Especially when you're traveling, seek a believing partner. Partner who is going to be a believer. Why? Salah time. Why? Let's go for Salah. It won't be such that in your travel, you'll be completely ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times the youngsters, of course, Sohbat al-Salihin, it's not only for the youth. It's for all of us. Whether the person is learned, whether he's an adult, whether it's a male, female, young and old, for all. We have to look for pious people, pious company, good company. So many times we find youngsters, time of vacation, holiday, they say, okay, let's go, we go overseas. And they spur or they encourage another friend of theirs also to join them. And this person is a bit reluctant, I'm not sure, go, don't go. He knows the conduct and behavior of these others. And they're going for a nice joyride and they want to really enjoy themselves in inverted commas. And this person innocently joins them. And you know what happens then in those hotel rooms and when they are traveling. And this poor innocent person, because of this evil company that he joined, he returns as a drug addict. Or having committed zina, Allah forgive us, Allah protect us. May Allah cover our faults. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. I've mentioned so many times. Allah is there to forgive us, to help us, to guide us. Provided we are sincere and we take the correct step. And therefore ulama say, stay in the company of pious people. And you can't find pious people, then remain in solitude. But to be in pious company is better than remaining in solitude. Because sometimes when a person is alone, then shaitan will also start with him. So respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, it is extremely important, especially in these times, and more especially for our young brothers and sisters, to seek good company. Seek good company. Nowadays we see how often a young person passes away. Youngster, he's lost his life, he's gone. So it's not that we only when we become old then we will leave this world. By staying in good company, Allah will protect you from so many acts of evil. Allah will create in your heart some nur. Allah will guide you. Then when you are tempted and persuaded towards evil, Allah will create an impediment from you falling into that evil. Allah will protect you. Allah will guide you. And if you do fall into some sin, Allah will grant you the tawfiq of making tawbah immediately. That is the beauty when a person now makes a genuine attempt and effort to change his life, to change her life, and to move in that path of righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us a tawfiq and hidayat to search for suhbatul saliheen, to search for company of pious people. Person doesn't have to sit by a pious person or good company the entire day. You've got other work to do. But by sitting in the company of good people, I mentioned the benefits that not only in this world you'll be blessed by so many benefits and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the akhirat, you will be amongst those people who will be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With Sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in. So Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to find the right people who we will benefit from. And who we will sit by, you know, in the muhaddiseen and the ulama of the past especially. Like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. It is mentioned he had like more than 5,000 students. Their gatherings were huge, huge, huge. And he would narrate a hadith and they would write down a hadith. But I read in one kitab, that sometime in that huge and large gatherings of thousands of people, you'll get just like about 500 plus minus 500 students who will write out those ahadith and they will listen carefully and they will make note of those ahadith. And the remaining of the people were present there, يَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْ حُسْنِ أَدَبِهِ وَحُسْنِ سَمْتِهِ. Just to get to benefit from his good akhlaq, his mannerisms, his etiquette, from his piety. They would come there just to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not come there as students of hadith. And they did not narrate a hadith. But they sat in his company merely to benefit and to connect and to gain some nur from him, so that they may be guided in their life. So, and there are so many other examples, of the ulama and the salafi salihin, that they would just sit by people who would just remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Parzabgadi, rahmatullahi ali, who also one of the mentors and sheikhs of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi ali. Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Parzabgadi, rahmatullahi ali, it is quite famous about him that in many of his gatherings, he wouldn't say a single word. They were known as silent majlis. Absolutely quiet, not a single word. Asr to Maghrib. Nothing. He's not saying anything. He's just quiet. He's silent. And great people like Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali is sitting in his company. Maulana Habibur Rahman, who was known as Muhaddith of India and Pakistan. Great Muhaddith. Very great Muhaddith. He would also come down and sit down there in his company. Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullahi Ali, sitting in his company. And not a single person would just walk up and go away. Hey, nothing happened here. No, they would sit. And they would say that something should be happening to our hearts. Spiritually, they were being charged. We don't understand this because we don't have this. May Allah grant us such people who we can become spiritually charged with. They would sit there and sometimes people would just cheer. They could feel something happening. So if you don't have this, at least look for some pious friends, some good friends, who will remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remind us of our deen, bring us onto sirat mustaqim, lest we do not lament and cry on the day of qiyamah when it is too late. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq hidayat. Akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Sayyidul sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله ما لغناكم عفو وما لخطاكم عفو يا الله forgive us يا الله life is short يا الله يا الله you've sent us in this world for an امتحان يا الله don't make us fail يا الله Make us be successful, may Allah. Make us pass, may Allah. Allah, make us pass with flying colors, may Allah. Become pleased with us, may Allah. Help us, may Allah. Guide us, may Allah. Allah, we feel miserably, may Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah some cried for this ummah, may Allah. Ya Allah, but we have become so such ungrateful people, may Allah. We are disobedient to you and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, hum tawbah karte hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. ہماری دلوں کو مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ بنا یا اللہ make us find pious company my Allah don't make us go with evil company remove us from evil company my Allah یا اللہ give us ہدایت my Allah show us the right path my Allah اہدنا صراط المستقیم and keep us on صراط المستقیم right till we leave this world my Allah grant us sincerity مقبولیت my Allah grant all of us عافیت سلامتي حفاظت عزت امن چین سکون راحت protection your معرفت your قرب my Allah Allah we want to become close to you my Allah
We have heard so much, my Allah, Quran, Hadith, ya Allah, Mashayikh speaking about having Qurb Ilahi, having your love, my Allah. Don't make us leave this world without getting your marifat and your love, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your love and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirin, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us rozi correctly, my Allah. Those who are in difficulties, my Allah, financial difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove them from the difficulties, my Allah. And from unseen sources, you assist them, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are not well, ya Allah, give them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hidayat, ya Allah. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially, my Allah, oh brothers and sisters, my Allah, in Palestine, in Gaza, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Every day we get such bad, bad reports, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove the difficulty now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know which word of yours, which ism that we must say, that if we raise our hands and we use that beautiful name of yours, my Allah, your ism Adam, Allah, you will readily accept our du'as. اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك الأعظم وأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى يا الله that you give them complete عافية my Allah راحة جين سكون my Allah remove the difficulties my Allah give them victory now my Allah يا الله destroy the enemy my Allah destroy the enemy my Allah destroy them completely my Allah يا الله they are making توهين of the kalima my Allah توهين of deen and Quran my Allah يا الله Ya Allah, you are so Haleem, Ya Allah. But now, Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Help the Muslim wherever they are pareshan, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many who have got no food at all, my Allah. Allah, days gone and then they've got no food at all, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, you have provided so much for us. And still we don't make shukr to you. Ya Allah, make us from the shakirin and zakirin, my Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Allah, make us at the Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, most of the hujjaj have returned, except the hajj, my Allah. Help them, Ya Allah, to change their lives in a better condition now, my Allah. Don't make them go back to sins, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and girls of marriageable age, my Allah. Age is catching up with them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have repeatedly asked us to remember them in their du'as, my Allah. You find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give them a nikah full of bliss and happiness and pious offspring, my Allah. Will become Anki Tandak, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have at this moment, my Allah. Allah, they have raised their hands only begging from you, my Allah. Allah, we're not turning to any other person. Allah, we're only turning to you. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Allahumma kashif al-ghammu farrij al-ham. Mujiba da'wati al-mutarreena idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhira wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا الله all those jamaat that are going out in your path يا الله you accept them يا الله efforts made in the khankas in madaris makatib يا الله hifz classes different organizations different individuals doing good work يا الله you accept every person's work يا الله grant us ikhlas and muhabbat يا الله Allah, the ishtima that will take place, my Allah. Allah, grant his success and barakat, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.